兄姐妹平安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
非常感谢主，刚刚有三位弟兄姐妹受浸。
We thank the Lord that we have three brothers and sisters baptized today.
教会每做一件事情总是有原因的。
And there's a reason for everything that the church does.
浸礼是教会很重要的一个礼仪。
And baptism is a very important ordinance in the church.
为什么每隔一阵子教会就会举行浸礼呢？
Why do we have baptism on a regular basis?
那今天想跟大家分享的信息就是基督徒与浸礼。
Today, I'd like to share a message with you is Christians and baptism.
有时候在你说明一件事的时候，最好先讲一下说这件事不是什么。
And sometimes it's good for us to define what something is before we should say what it is not.
因为有时候人对一件事情会先有一种错误的观念。
Because sometimes we have a wrong conception of certain things.
所以你要先说它不是什么，然后再说它是什么。
So we need to say what it is not before we say what it is.
我要跟大家说的是，浸礼不是两样东西。
I'd like to tell you that there are two things that baptism is not.
首先，浸礼它不是得救的方法。
First, baptism is not a means of salvation.
我读两段圣经。
I'd like to read two passages.
第一段圣经出自以弗所书第二章八到九节，这样子说：你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
圣经很清楚地说，一个人得救不是因为他受浸的缘故。
And the Bible clearly tells us that a person is not saved by baptism.
他是出自于神的恩典，也是出自于人的信心。
He is saved by God's grace and also through his faith.
所以说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
That's why the Bible tells us that it is by grace that you have been saved through faith.
因为神要拯救我们，然后我们用信心来相信、来接受，这样子一个人就得救。
Because God wants to save us, and with faith we receive Him, and we can be saved.
因为我常常遇到。有人以为说他受洗或者受浸之后他就得救了。
Because I often come across people that think that they can be saved by baptism.
这圣经从来没有说一个人他受洗或受浸之后就得救。
The Bible never say that you can be saved through baptism.
他每次都说你相信就得救。
The Bible always says you are saved through faith.
所以如果只有外面的没有里面的，外面的。受洗了，但是里面没有相信，那这个人仍然不得救。
So the outward action that is baptism cannot save you. It's only through your inward action, which is by faith, that you can be saved.
另外一段圣经出自于罗马书第二章，这样子说：罗马书第二章二十八、二十九节说，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼。唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
The Bible in Romans chapter 2 verses 28-29 also tells us, a man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from man, but from God.
因为这段话是对当时的犹太人讲的，所以他用割礼来做一个例子。
Because this passage was talking to the Jews at the time, that's why it brings up circumcision as an example.
应用到我们基督徒身上，就可以把这个割礼换成敬礼。
And to apply to today's Christians, you can exchange the word circumcision to baptism.
真正的敬礼是在乎心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
A true baptism is in your heart. It's not
心里面真心相信了，外面在受尽，这个人的得救是真的。
If you truly believe in your heart, and then you receive the baptism, then you are saved.
所以浸礼并不是得救的方法。
So baptism is not a means of salvation.
另外一个有时候被人所误解的观念就是，浸礼受浸之后是不是就是完成他的信仰？
Another misconception is that people think that baptism is the completion of faith.
所以我们要讲的第二个，浸礼不是什么呢？浸礼不是信仰的完成。
So secondly, we are going to talk about is baptism is not the completion of faith.
我也是引用一段圣经，希伯来书第六章一到二节这样说：所以你们应当离开基督道理的开端，说开端是一个 beginning， 竭力。进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑、信靠神、各样敬礼、按手之礼、死人复活以及永远审判各种教训。
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, therefore let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God.Instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment.
有些东西它是很基本的，只是基督道理的开端。
Some things are very elementary. They are just the foundations.
敬礼也是一个开端。
And baptism is also the beginning and elementary teachings.
它是开学典礼，而不是毕业典礼。
Beginning of the school year is not graduation.
有时候会碰到一些人，他说啊，我已经受浸了，所以大功告成了，从此再也看不到他了。
Some people might think that since I've been baptized, I'm all done with. I never need to go to church.
其实浸礼只是我们这个信仰的旅程的开始。
But really, baptism is just the beginning. It's the commencement of your journey in Christ.
受浸之后，我们跟随耶稣，在生活中更多的经历到他。
After baptism, we follow Jesus in our life, and we experience Him.
那我们从正面来看浸礼是什么
？And from the positive side, let us see what baptism is.
浸礼是归入基督。
Baptism is to baptize into Jesus Christ.
圣经说得很清楚，罗马书第六章三到四节这样说。岂不知我们这受浸归入基督的人，我们这受浸归入基督的人是受浸归入他的死吗？所以我们借着浸礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
In Romans chapter 6 verses 3 and 4 says, Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ JesusBaptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
圣经说，当你受浸的时候，发生一件事情，就是受浸的时候你归入基督。
The Bible tells us that something happens when you get baptized. That is, you are baptized into Jesus Christ.
有两样事情在我们刚信主的时候会发生。
There are two things that happen when you believe in Jesus.
圣经上给我们看到最初的信徒们，他们都是信而受浸，就是一信主他就受浸。
And the examples in the Bible show us that the Christians get baptized right away after they receive Jesus.
所以第一件事情就是信耶稣，或者说接受耶稣。
The first thing that happens is that you believe in Jesus or you receive Jesus into your heart.
接受耶稣就是耶稣进到你里面。
To receive Jesus means Jesus comes into your heart.
他们信主之后马上就受浸。
As they believe, they are baptized.
受浸就是归入基督。
To be baptized means you are baptized into Jesus.
归入基督就是你进到基督里面。
To be baptized into Jesus meaning that you enter into Jesus.
有两样事情，一个是耶稣进到你里面。
One thing is Jesus come into your life.
那是接受耶稣。
That is to believe and receive Jesus.
那另外一个是你进入耶稣里面。
And the other thing that happens is that you enter into Christ.
那是归入基督。
That is you enter into Christ.
接受基督跟你的生命有关。
To receive Christ, your life has to do with your life, your inner life.
而归入基督比较跟你的生活有关。
And to enter into Christ has to do with your daily living.
当你接受基督的时候，你就得到永生，跟你的生命有关。
When you receive Christ, you receive eternal life.
可是当你归入，你受浸归入基督的时候，跟你的生活很有关系。
As you are baptized into Christ, it has to do your to do with your everyday living.
圣经很清楚说，当你归入基督，归入他的死，跟他同死同埋葬，好叫你生活当中有新的样子出来。
Because the Bible says, as you enter into, as you baptize into Christ, you are buried with him, you are baptized into his death, and then you will have a new life.
当我们受浸的时候，我们就下定决心要过一个新的生活。
As we get baptized.We make a commitment to live a new life.
每个人都知道你已经是个基督徒了。
Everyone knows that you are a Christian now.
你不会在那心里考虑半天，说我到底要不要跨出这一步？大家都看到了，知道你已经受浸了。
You will not be debating whether you want to take the next step.
那个时候你会下定决心过一个新的生活。
Because you have made a commitment to live a new life.
敬礼是归入基督。第二，敬礼它是信心的宣告。
Secondly, baptism is a declaration of faith.
在圣经里总是把信主跟受浸两件事情合在一起，不是分开了，而是合在一起。
In the Bible, often refer to your believing in Christ and getting baptized is mentioned together.
耶稣在马可福音第十六章这样说。信而受浸的必定得救，不信的必被定罪。
In Mark chapter 16 verse 16, Jesus said, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
在五旬节，也就是历史上教会诞生的那一天，使徒彼得他这样子对人说，说你们个人要悔改。奉耶稣基督的名受浸，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
On the Pentecost, it's recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
圣经每次讲到受浸的时候。总是跟相信、跟悔改这些连在一起说。
Whenever the Bible talks about baptism, also talks about repentance and believing.
所以当时的信徒，他们一信主之后，他们就接受浸礼。
The Christians at that time, as soon as they believe in Jesus, they receive baptism.
那浸礼是一个信心的宣告。
And baptism is a declaration of a person's faith.
我上个月有跟弟兄姐妹分享，我去大陆宣教，快回来的，就回来之前的第二天是一个主日，那一天就是有人要去受浸。
I have shared with you about my mission trip recently, and towards the end of my mission trip, the day before I returned to the U.S. It was a Sunday, and there were brothers and sisters that were receiving baptism that day.
我们那时候在中国最北边的一个村庄里面。
We were in a village in the northern part of China.
因为我们这些传道人到了，他们知道说可以受浸。
Because as a pastor, I was there. Believers in the village know that they can have baptism.
所以我们就走到村庄附近的一条小河里面去。
So we walked to a stream in the village.
那十三位弟兄姐妹那天就在河里面接受了浸礼。
And 13 brothers and sisters received baptism that day.
因为他们受浸其实不是很方便。
It's not a convenient thing to do for them to be baptized.
还要等到有传道人过来。
They need to wait till a pastor passed by in the
他也没有啊什么禁池，就是走到当地的一条小河里面去。
They don't have a baptismal tub, and they need to get baptized in the river or in the stream.
但是那些弟兄姐妹他们就等着盼望着说能够来受浸。
So they have hope for and look forward to baptism.
因为浸礼是个信心的宣告，他让人家知道说他已经信主，他是基督徒。
Because baptism is a declaration of his or her faith. They want others to know that they have become a Christian.
接下来的问题是，一个人信主就好了，为什么还要受浸？
So another question we want to ask is that, isn't it good enough to accept the Lord? Why be baptized?
也是常常听到人问这个问题，说我已经信主了，我得救了，为什么还要受浸？
So often people ask this question. I already accepted the Lord. Isn't that good enough? Why do I need to get baptized?
啊，这跟你是一个基督徒很有关系。
This has to do with becoming a Christian.
那基督徒照他定义来说，就是跟随耶稣的人。
Christians by definition are those that follow Jesus Christ.
跟随耶稣的人，他就是顺服耶稣的人。
Those that follow Jesus will do what Jesus command of him.
所以回答这个问题，第一个答案就是因为这是耶稣基督的吩咐。
So in order to answer this question is that we because we want to follow the command of the Lord.
耶稣吩咐我们，我们说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Because Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
表示那些信主的人就要接受浸礼。
It means those that believe in Jesus needs to be baptized.
而耶稣自己本身也接受过浸礼。
Also, Jesus himself received the baptism.
所以我们要跟随耶稣的话，就顺服耶稣。顺服耶稣的话，我们就会接受浸礼。
If we want to follow Jesus, we need to be obedient to his commandment.
第二就是因为这是门徒的标记。
Secondly, this is the mark of a disciple.
使徒行传第二章四十一节、四十二节讲到说，那一天信主之后就发生一件事，说于是领受他话的人就受了浸。哈，他的话就是彼得所说的话。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
That day, those who accepted his message, which is Peter's message, were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.And to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, and to prayer.
啊，什么是耶稣门徒的标记
？What is the mark of a disciple of Jesus Christ?
我看到有些人在他的车子上就贴一个那个鱼的标记。
Some people put a fish sign in their car.
有些人在他家里挂个牌子说基督是我家之主。
And some people put up a post that say Christ is the Home.
有些人他礼拜天的时候会到教堂里面去。
Some people go to church on Sunday morning.
有些人他车子里或身上会带着一本圣经。
Some people carry a Bible with them, whether they are on their daily routine.
那这些都是很好的东西，但是这些不是基督徒的标记。
All these are good things for you to do, but it is not the mark of a Christian.
那从圣经来看，基督徒的标记只有两个。
And from the perspective of the Bible, there are only two things that are mark of a disciple.
一个是受浸。
One is baptism.
你受浸了，人家就知道说你是个基督徒。
Through baptism, people know that you are a Christian.
还有就是耶稣所说的有爱心。
Another thing is what Jesus tells us that to have love.
耶稣说：“你们若彼此相爱，人家就认出你们是我的门徒来了。”
Jesus said, "If you love one another, people will know that you are Christians. You are my disciples."
第四个问题是什么样的人才可以受浸
？Fourthly, we want to know what kind of people can be baptized.
啊，受浸只有一个条件。
There's only one condition.
就是你要心里相信。
Is that you need to believe in your heart.
圣经上说，信而受浸的。必然得救。
The Bible says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved."
所以在我们教会，一个人受浸之前，我们会有些面谈，也会提供慕道班给他们上。
So in our church, before someone get baptized, we will have an interview with him or her, and we also ask the person to go through a seeker's class.
我们总是给弟兄姐妹一段时间，让他能够回想、安静、祷告，然后确定自己跟神之间的关系。
We give the person to be baptized some time to meditate, to reflect, to think about the relationship with God.
除了相信这一条，没有别的条件。
Only by believing, there are no other conditions for that for getting baptized.
跟你来教会多久没有关系。
It has nothing to do with how long you have attended church.
年纪几岁没有关系。
Nothing to do with your age.
只要心里真心信主了，这个人就可以受浸。
Only when you truly believe in Jesus, then you can be baptized.
最后一个也是第五个问题，就是什么时候应该受浸？
The fifth question that we ask is when should a believer be baptized?
那我想借着圣经上的一段记载来说明这件事。
I'd like to point out a passage in the Bible.
圣经说有一个耶稣的门徒叫做腓力，他到一个地方去传道，就遇到了一个太监。
Bible tells us that one of the disciples of Christ by the name of Philip, he went to spread the gospel and he met up with a eunuch.
好，两个人一边走就一边谈论圣经上的话。
As they were walking along, they were talking about the words in the Bible.
使徒行传第八章三十六、三十八节这样说：二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪、这里有水，我受浸有什么妨碍呢？”腓力说：“你若是一心相信，是专心的相信就可以。”他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”于是吩咐车往前往，车往，于是吩咐车站住。腓力和太监二人。同下水里去，腓力就给他施浸。
In Acts chapter 8:36-38, as they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." The eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he gave orders to stop the chariot.Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
他们两个人本来是坐着车往前走。
The two of them were traveling in a chariot.
然后这个太监就表示说他想要受浸。
And the eunuch expressed his desire to be baptized.
腓力说只要一心相信就可以。
And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may."
他就表明自己对耶稣的信心。
So he expressed that he has this faith.
一这样表达之后，他马上叫车停住，当地旁边有水，他们就在那里当场就施了浸。
And immediately, the eunuch asked the chariot to stop, and he got baptized.
什么时候可以受浸呢？
When can you get baptized?
圣经说你一信主，马上就可以受浸。
And the Bible tells us that as soon as you believe, you can be baptized.
只要确定一个人心里相信了。他就可以接受浸礼。
And if you are certain that this person has believed in Jesus in his heart, he can be baptized.
我们再次感谢主，今天有三位弟兄姐妹受浸。
We give thanks and praise to God that today we have three brothers and sisters that are baptized.
我们教会每一次有浸礼的时候，也借着这个机会，再一次我们来复习跟明白圣经对浸礼的教导。
And every time when we have baptism, we review.The teachings in the Bible about baptism.
这样盼望说我们自己本身很清楚。
And you do this so that you can be very clear about your faith.
而基督徒当你跟别人分享的时候，你也知道怎么样跟别人分享。
And you can be certain about your faith when you share your faith with others.
好，我们感谢主，我们一起来祷告。
We praise the Lord. Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次感谢你奇妙的恩典，让人可以因为信耶稣基督而得救。天父，我们也谢谢你，我们中间有许多弟兄姐妹已经信主、已经受浸、已经得救。 今天更加的感谢主，有三位弟兄姐妹借着敬礼归入耶稣基督的名下，我们再一次为他们感谢，也再一次把他们交托在主的手中，求主引导他们，祝福他们。我们中间凡是在慕道的朋友，或者已经信主还没有受浸的弟兄姐妹们，我们也求主在他们心中做工，你自己来带领他们，使他们归向你。这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。